As the government shutdown continues, we had Governor Lamont on the show about a week ago, actually, from today. And he was saying, we're in pretty good shape here in Connecticut. If it goes on beyond the month of October, that's a little bit of a different story. But the one thing he did highlight was there's a population of people here in Connecticut, mothers and very young children, who are relying on WIC, W-I-C, a program that is funded by the federal government. And with the government shutdown right now, where is that money going to come from? So Governor Lamont sort of hinted that we were going to need to tap into our own resources to support this population. And an announcement was just made this week about that. So joining us now for more clarity on that, Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz joins the show. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Good morning. Thanks for having me on this very crisp fall day.
Oh, absolutely. Always welcome to the show, Lieutenant Governor. And first of all, talk about the WIC program, what it is, who it's supporting.
Sure. So this is a federal nutrition program. It's been around for more than 40 years. And the goal is to make sure that low-income pregnant women and their babies and young children under five, have the food that they need. And it's especially for moms who are pregnant or who are nursing. So it provides fresh, healthy food, including peanut butter, tofu, beans, fresh vegetables, formula for babies, and it's been very successful, and it's, you know, proved to have very successful outcomes for women and their babies. And the problem is that we have 52,000 people who are supported by this program right now. About 11,000 of them are moms, and the rest are babies and children under five. And so we gathered this week to say that we are going to make sure that, you know, when the money for this program runs out within a week or two, that we would step up as the state of Connecticut to support the continuation of this program, because the last thing you want to do is have pregnant and nursing moms and their young kids go hungry. We can't have that in Connecticut.
So how much money are we going to have to foot to make sure that this 52,000 people population, that they're still covered until the government shutdown, well, is no longer?
Hard to know how long the shutdown will occur, but the program is about $6 million. So
okay.
We will step up. The state of Connecticut will step up if this shutdown continues. And the good news for us here in Connecticut is that we have a very robust rainy day fund. We have about $4 billion in rainy day funds that, you know, if we have to tap into, we can. Other states are not in that situation. So we are very lucky that Governor Lamont has kept our state on track fiscally. And so we do have some reserves because, you know, at the moment, no one knows how long this shutdown is going to continue.
Right. So, and when you say 6 million, give or take, Lieutenant Governor, is that 6 million a month? Is that per year?
No, per
okay.
year.
Okay. Yeah. So we're basically backfilling essentially, you know, whatever that, you know, of that 6 million,
right,
we're going to backfill until the government shutdown's done. Okay.
That's right.
Okay. I just want to make sure that's clear to people because they hear 6 million and they're like, wait a minute, so we're just going to pull 6 million. No, we're going to be basically filling until the shutdown is over. That makes sense.
That's right.
Gotcha.
That's right. And you know, the other thing that there are sort of two other programs that are looming and we're going to have to see because we're okay for the moment. And that is SNAP funding. Those are supplemental nutrition assistance dollars for low-income families. We're okay, you know, for the next month or so, but then, you know, we'll have to figure out what to do next should that program be in jeopardy from the federal shutdown. And the other is energy assistance. Mm-hmm. And when it's 80 degrees outright, things are fine. But now we've started to get cold weather. Good news is because we had such a warm winter last year, we still have some energy assistance funding for low-income people, but we are going to have to sort of see where that goes to. So those are the other two programs that we are monitoring because, you know, people need to have heated homes and people need food.
So again, we've got Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz here, and we also had an announcement this month, CT Grown for CT Kids. There was a real focus on this, and I know Brian Hurlburt, the commissioner of the Department of Ag, he comes on pretty frequently. We talk about the importance of our local farms. We've got over 5,000 of them here. It's about a $4 billion industry, right?
Do I have that? Right.
Yeah.
22,000 people. You got all that, Melissa. Oh, very good.
When I tell you Brian comes on this show and we start with the same statistics every time, it makes a big difference. And it's now, you know, in my head for the rest of my life. Plus, I love the farms. I happen to be a farm loving girl. That's just me. Always have been.
I grew up on a farm, so I'm with you.
That totally checks. I don't know. You have that vibe about you. That you
okay.
Definitely, yeah, no, it's cool. I love that. So we have this CT Grown for CT Kids program, and I know there's a huge goal to, we've got a lot of farms that if you had generational farmers, for example, that is becoming a little bit of a thing of the past, not in all situations, but in some. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to attract more young people, especially to the industry. Talk about this announcement.
So this announcement was to say that 55,000 kids out of the 505,000 kids that are in our public schools, K through 12, so a little over 10% of our kids are going to be in school districts that will have farm vegetables, farm Connecticut grown vegetables and fruit as part of their school lunches. And what's great about this is not only do kids have really delicious, fresh, healthy food grown by farmers in Connecticut, but the farmers have this reliable source of income. So they have a market for their fruit and vegetable products that they're selling to school districts. And this is something that the state is supporting. And I think it's particularly important because the federal government has already discontinued some of the food programs that they had. So, for instance, our food banks have lost several million dollars worth of food, for instance, cheese, milk, and other products that we were getting from the federal government. But the Connecticut Grown Food program is to support our farmers and to give our school kids access to really healthy food.
Yeah, which personally is the best food to have. I mean, farm-to-table food is just incredible. And there are so many misconceptions, which is why we have Brian on so often, about, you know, oh, it's so much more expensive to go right to the farm. No, it's actually really not. And the quality is so much better for people. I mean, I shout from the rooftop about that. I feel very passionate about farm-to-table food options. So to have them in school is fantastic. And as I mentioned before, it kind of gets kids interested in local farming, I think.
Thank you. And that is the point, is to teach kids that fruits and vegetables don't come from the grocery store, to teach them about growing their own food. So part of this Connecticut Grown program is also to have farmers come into schools and talk about what they do. And kids, there's programming around kids planting seeds, taking plants that they've grown home, and eating tomatoes and other fruits and vegetables at their home because they've got a plant that they've taken home and grown. And there's a really big appreciation. And it was fun. I was talking to kids who, in Old Saybrook, fifth graders who were eating fresh apples that were grown in Connecticut, delicious apples that they were dipping in yogurt that had a cinnamon and honey made in Connecticut, and they were talking about the ingredients and how fresh they were.
That's so cool. Yeah.
It was really cool. And farmers also brought farm animals like cows, goats, and pigs for the kids to see the animals and pet them and learn about, you know, the products that are made.
We've got Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz here, and a lot that's already happened in the month of October. I want to also switch gears really quick. Lieutenant Governor, you were at a roundtable discussion that was in Newtown, and you were talking about, you know, the importance of senior support and having places that are, you know, either facilities or resources available to our local seniors. Could you talk a little bit about this conversation and really what came out of it?
Okay. Well, yes. Yeah, so I was at the Newtown Senior Center, and I was with a person who is the head of Seniors Helping Seniors, and he actually hires seniors who will be caregivers and companions to other seniors so they can stay in their home longer. And this conversation actually came out of the past Surgeon General's report saying that loneliness and social isolation is an epidemic in our country, and that 50% of Americans stay there lonely, and this has really terrible health consequences. Being lonely actually has the health equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day, and it has a negative impact on health. So we were talking with seniors about, you know, how they can be less isolated, and Seniors Helping Seniors talked about how other seniors have developed a purpose by helping others. They make a little bit of income, but they're also companions to people who may need assistance. We also had another resource, woman who is talking about the different levels of care and programs that are available for seniors who can't live by themselves without assistance. So it was a really great discussion.
And Lieutenant Governor, you know, I know another focus for October, just to end on a lighter and fun note, was pizza. You were at the Pizza Trail launch this month, and I think you're getting more pizza today. I thought I saw on your schedule, or this week. I noticed that too.
I sure am. So yes, it's October's National Pizza Month, and the Connecticut Pizza Trail was announced October 1st. There are 100 pizzerias that are recognized as the best in Connecticut, not by me, but by Connecticut residents who voted, but also a panel of pizza experts who made recommendations. And I think, Melissa, you might have even been on that panel.
I may or may not have been one of the judges. Yes, it was a true honor. Yes, it was very cool.
So today I'm going to be visiting the 4 places in Middletown that are recognized on the Pizza Trail. I do know that New Haven has the most of New Haven has 11 pizzerias that are recognized, and Milford has 5. So today I happen to be going to the Middletown pizza places that are on the trail, Mondo, Sicily Crust, and Vera Cucina Rustico. And I may be going to Milford soon, so I'll let you know when that happens, Melissa.
Yeah, because I love pizza. So, yeah, definitely let me know. Yeah, I'm going to wait for the invite for sure. Well, Lieutenant Governor, I really appreciate any time you give us the time here on WICC, and thank you for what you do for our great state of Connecticut. We will talk soon.
Thank you so much for having me.